chances are you will never eat green eggs and ham. It's improbable, though not impossible. Now, there's evidence that even toddlers can tell the unlikely from the unimaginable. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Infants know that when a ball rolls off a table, it's certain to fall. But a team, including Lisa Feigenson of Johns Hopkins University, wondered how children assess events that are less predictable.
We wanted to know how little kids think about possibilities.
The team studied more than 300 2- and 3-year-olds. Feigenson says the first challenge was getting their attention.
But it turns out that the opportunity to, like, put a little coin into a machine and get a prize is very naturally motivating to kids.
So the scientists filled a gumball machine with toys and started handing out coins. When a toddler got a toy, they were told it had a made-up name, like Blick. Later, they were asked to identify the Blick from a lineup. Feigenson says when the toddlers knew the machine contained even one or two Blicks, they usually forgot its name.
Any time that it was possible that something could happen, even if it was really improbable, those kids learned quite poorly.
But Feigenson says the result was different when toddlers got a Blick from a machine that appeared to have none.
The really gratifying moments are when kids' eyes widen and their jaws drop and they look at their mom in surprise that this has happened.
It seemed impossible. And then, she says, they usually did remember the Blick's name.
There was this really big learning boost for kids who had seen the impossible event. Those kids are, like, really motivated to learn about that toy.
The study appears in the journal PNAS. Andrew Stolman of Occidental College says it confirms that even very young children learn better when they encounter the unexpected.
It elicits a level of surprise that leads to more attention, better encoding of the events, and better retention of those events later on.
But Stolman says kids are less able to distinguish improbable from impossible events when there's no physical evidence, just a concept, like green eggs and ham.
And the youngest children say, all of the events could not happen in real life. Anything that violates their expectations, they deny is possible.
Overall, though, Stolman says this sort of research contains a powerful message.
Maybe if you want children to learn something deeply and for a long time, you violate their expectations prior to introducing that information.
Once they understand how an event occurred, though, they tend to lose interest. John Hamilton, NPR News.